1045, The Zone.
The Black and Gold Zone.
Exclusive coverage of Vanderbilt sports.
The Zone.
Turns upfield and it's wide open. Touchdown, Commodore.
Live from the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, the Martin and Zerfoss Insurance Agency presents the Coach Johnson Call-In Show.
10, 5, end zone! Touchdown!
Oh, my goodness!
The presenting sponsor of the Coach Johnson Call-In Show is the Martin and Zerfoss Insurance Agency, a proud carrier of auto owners insurance.
Intercepted! It is intercepted! Myron Lewis!
Tonight's show is also brought to you by the newly renovated Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, located steps from Vanderbilt Stadium and a proud supporter of the Commodores. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, recipient of the 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. A proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. By the Governor's Highway Safety Office, who reminds you, booze it and lose it. By Fisher's, the bologna making people. By Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. When it comes to great barbecue, it's the rule. And by Delta Airlines. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. Now, let's talk Vanderbilt football. Here's your host, the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
And a very pleasant good evening to you. We are at the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn at Vanderbilt, and glad to have you with us as we talk Vanderbilt football for the next hour. The Commodores getting set to head to South Carolina as they will take on the Gamecocks in Columbia. It is a 6 o'clock Central Time, 6:05. Central Time kickoff on Saturday as we look forward to heading to Columbia. 737-1045 is the number of the Nashville calling area. Toll-free 1-866-492-ZONE. Coach Johnson joins us here, and I know this is a frustrating year. I mean, you've built up a lot of things. You were looking forward to some good things. This has got to be very frustrating for you.
Well, it is, and I know it's frustrating for all the fans, and, that's what we're have come to expect now, and we expect to be competitive, even win those games, and expect to win them. And when we're not, we're all disappointed, and we're going to keep working and try to fix that. But there's no easy answer. There's no easy answer. There's no easy way to do it. You got to get out there and work. And football is a game of execution, and we got to get much better at it.
Offense, especially, and you've talked about that before. This team is not scoring a lot of points, especially in the SEC. How do you deal with that? How do you adjust to that?
Well, there's no other way except to try to get better at what you do, whether you, pare down a little bit and try to get better at a fewer things, or try to come up with something new. Trying to come something up new is not...
That's hard, isn't it?
That's hard to do, and you wouldn't have time to get it practiced, and it would be a makeshift thing. So we're going to try to improve and get better and go out and try to move the ball like we did at the first part of the second half. Mm-hmm. And if we execute, we got a chance. Now, because of things that have happened, we probably don't have the playmakers at certain positions that we thought we were going to have, but we got to compensate for that, and we got to get up and go.
Is it fair to say, teams are just kind of loading up, and saying, I'm going to make you throw the football, I'm going to make you, do whatever, and it seems that that's what they're doing. Is that fair to say?
Well, and it's fair to say it's not that simple.
Yeah.
You got teams that will come up and say, well, we're going to play man and still – have a safety back there and just still make it tough for you to throw. They're not taking extraordinary chances, putting so many people up in the box that you can't run. So, but it's part of that, where people come up and try to take away your playmakers that you have, and that will be our running game.
You may or may not want to answer, how is Thomas? Your left tackle, this is a guy that's one of the mainstays on the line, and he played through a couple of injuries on Saturday.
Thomas has a sprained ankle, and it did not look good yesterday. That was late yesterday afternoon, and he's been through treatment all day today, and don't have a report as far as this afternoon, but as it looked yesterday, I would doubt that he'd be able to play.
Boy, and if anybody wants to, you could see him on the field. You could tell what it meant to him.
You could, and it's frustrating to Thomas. Thomas has played well all year, and our most consistent offensive lineman, and a lot of scouts who are coming through here think he's going to be a pro prospect, and this is a blow for Thomas, but, you know, he's got a little adversity. We got to overcome it. We'll have to get somebody in there to do it. It's either Ryan Seymour
yep.
or Kyle Fisher may go out there. Caleb Welchins could go over there. We'll find somebody.
You've played offensive linemen all over. I mean, they don't play just one place. That's one of the things you like, that they play other positions.
Well, they have to, and, you know, just about every team does that, and you have to be pretty versatile. Same with linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to play all three, and we even have some defensive backs playing safety and corner. So nowadays, when you get injured, you know, it's not like the pros where you can go get one off of waivers or something. You gotta be ready.
Can't go buy one. That's
no, you
right. 737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Since 1978, Martin and Zerfoss has built the reputation of a local independent agent focused on solutions. Called T. Zerfoss, Mickey Martin, Mike House, Paul Steeler, Taylor Reagan at 297-8500. Ask about auto owner's insurance, the no problem people. Bob, Zach, Tony, all of you, stay on the line. You're next when we come back right after this.
Martin and Zerfoss selects our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with Martin and Zerfoss Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through auto owner's insurance. For a no-problem approach for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, call 615-297-8500 and ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owner's Insurance. Martin and Zerfoss Insurance, for all of your personal and business insurance needs.
When a player goes down, a smart coach makes sure there's a solid backup to step in. It's called an insurance policy. Smart business owners follow the same philosophy, and they work just as hard to choose the right backup plan as any coach does. SoMe Insurance Group protects some of the fastest growing and most vibrant companies around. Let them match your business with the coverage that's right for your needs. To find out more, log on to someinsurance.com.
It's grill out time in Nashville, and that means it's time for Fisher's Big Grillers and extra thick bologna on the grill. So at the tailgate, quick lunch, or that backyard party, rely on Fisher's for great taste and great fun. For the bologna making people, go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's bologna making people, bacon making, smile making.
Get more bank for your buck with U.S. Bank packages.
So, wait a minute. I get more savings and rewards?
Yep, plus discounts on new loans and mortgages.
Great. Can you throw in your scarf?
Kind of matches my shoes.
Okay, I'll take them both.
But I...
Those pearls, are they real?
Yeah. No, I mean, no.
U.S. Bank packages. Call 800-720-BANK or visit any U.S. bank. All of us serving you. See banker for complete details. Some restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. U.S. Bank. Member FDIC.
Haven't won tickets to that big game? Sign up to be a Zone MVP. 1045thezone.com.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Vanderbilt Orthopedics has provided world-class sports medicine and orthopedic care for the Vanderbilt Commodores for over 15 years. When you need the best in orthopedic care, look to the orthopedic team at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Taking care of the athletes is Vanderbilt and taking care of you. Speaking of that, Coach Johnson, how close are we to having Stephen Stone back?
I don't know.
it's frustrating, isn't it?
It is frustrating, but Stephen worked out a good bit last week. It's not 100%. You know, George Smith had the same injury last year, and I think just being heavier, you know,
mm-hmm.
puts a lot more pressure on that foot.
That outside bone on
outside
the foot.
Outside on the metatarsal down there is just kind of tender, and he still feels some pain, so... We got to get him pain-free to get him in there.
And he wants to play badly, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah. I was watching last year's film and just, you know, see how many plays he made for us against South Carolina, and of course, all year. So we're missing him.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Bob in Goodlettsville, thank you for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Coach, got a comment and a question.
Okay.
And I'm just repeating what you've already said, I guess. I do a little coaching here in Middle Tennessee, and you know, it's all about weathering the lows and handling the adversity, and I think you're the man to get us through some low times and keep your eye on your goal, your program, and you know, we'll have some more W's on down the road starting Saturday, so get after them.
Thank you, sir.
The question I had was, I could have sworn a couple of games ago I saw Wesley Tate out on special teams. Did I? And if so, is his red shirt gone?
24 was Rich Tompkins.
Rich Tompkins, yeah. They both have the same number, and if they're not on the field at the same time, you can have a guy on the team with the same number. So Wesley has not played.
Okay.
So pretty good observation, though.
Yep.
All right. Thank you much. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's a good observation. Right. Rich Tompkins wears 24. Wesley does, too. But Rich has been the guy on special teams. So as of yet, Wesley has not played, though he has dressed.
He has.
And he's been ready to play.
We do that often with some of our red shirts to be able to, probably up until now, we would consider playing Wesley, but at this point in the season, I think Kennard and Warren are going to be good enough. Zach is a little bit banged up, and, you know, it's hard to get him in there for a full game. It seems like he gets hurt and hurts his ankle a little bit. But we take those guys because we may have to use them, and it's a great experience for them. They get out on the road. They see the crowds. They see how guys prepare. And
go through the pregame.
Go through the pregame. Yep. They're on the sideline. They hear the calls. They see, you know, they talk to the guys when they come off the field. So it's good experience to have those guys on the sideline.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Zach in Hermitage, thank you for holding your own with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Bobby Johnson.
Hey.
I was just checking. I saw the third quarter about the safety got hurt. He come out and come over to the sideline, and I just want to check on Zach's safety.
Yep.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for
good
calling,
question.
Zach.
Thank you.
Zach, yeah, just like we said just a few minutes ago, did hurt his re-injure his ankle a little bit, and us. You know, it's probably something we're going to have to fix after the season, and it'll be feeling good for a while, and then all of a sudden it's sort of like Jared's foot. You know, it lights him up, and I mean, when it hits wrong on the ground, he knows it real quickly because it's a tough pain to go through. And, you know, he played and played, and then all of a sudden one bad step, and, you know, he's on the sideline.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Tony, as I keep throwing the pen around. Tony, thanks for holding your own with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Tony.
I got a couple of comments and one serious question. A couple of comments, Coach, is I've noticed on the sidelines you've been throwing that hat with some of the
I got.
You know, we're taking Spurrier on that. Are you throwing from him? I'm not sure.
I'm a hat thrower from way back. That's well, that's why I don't usually wear one.
And number two, as bad and ugly as our loss was, and we all know how bad and ugly was, it still wasn't the worst loss in this city this weekend, so that was a good time.
Well,
serious question, Coach.
Sure.
I read in the paper today, kind of disturbing statement by one of your linemen, that he said that there was Georgia didn't think that y'all weren't prepared for, or that y'all hadn't seen in practice, nor did you practice on. And I was just curious what type of changes and adjustments y'all were trying to make on the sidelines, so it seemed that they kept getting too Larry in the backfield, and things just couldn't hold up.
Okay, Tony. Yeah, thank you. We'll let you go because you're breaking up. But the question was, and the comment
yeah,
was,
I don't know what the degree he was talking about in certain things, but all of our plays are designed to take on all the contingencies. You know, if a guy stunts inside, somebody ought to pick him up. If a guy stunts outside, somebody ought to be ready to pick him up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to get in an argument here with Riley Lauer on, you know, on a radio show, but
you'll win if you
yeah,
want
exactly.
to. Go ahead.
So, you know, he just needs maybe, you know, to realize what his job is and to do it.
But do you think teams are doing things that they don't normally do against you, as in the
sure.
past where maybe they were just lining up and playing, and now you're seeing them do things that they didn't do normally?
Well, everybody does something new every
yeah.
week, and they're gonna throw you a monkey wrench into your game plan to try to get you to concentrate on that and overreact and things like that. So, you know, I think we're able to adjust, and I think we always have been.
Coach Johnson's Call-In Show brought to you in part by the Tennessee Lottery, with more than $1.5 billion raised for education, more than our players that are winning big. That's almost a coach's salary right there. 737-1045 and 1-866-492 zone. Almost. More with the coach right after this.
For the best in food, sports, and entertainment, look no further than the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. The Commodore Grill features a breakfast buffet 7 days a week, and on game day is open for your favorite pregame meal or beverage. The menu still features the best burger on West End. The Commodore Grill is still the home for the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday night, and also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Sunday. We've said it before, but now more than ever, the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt is your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
So, you want to find a home on Park Place?
No, not just a home. I want to buy up all of Park Place.
The whole block? You can't buy a whole block.
Listen, this isn't my first rodeo. Everything has its price.
Well, I'll do some research.
Excellent. And look into Boardwalk while you're at it.
Bring the Monopoly game to life like never before with the new Monopoly Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. You could win up to $100,000 or win other great prizes with the virtual online game at pnlottery.com. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro and is used with permission.
Hey, Vandy fans, head on over to Jersey Mike's Subs for our great $5.99 meal deal. Any mini Mike, chips, and drink for just $5.99 all day, every day. Jersey Mike's Subs are sliced fresh to order right in front of you and piled high with the freshest ingredients. One taste and you'll be hooked. There are 21 locations throughout the Nashville area. For the one nearest you, visit JerseyMikes.com. Voted best sub by Nashville Scene.
Delta presents Global Business Etiquette.
Sir, are you sure your party is coming?
They'll be here, I think.
When meeting for dinner in Brazil, it's customary to arrive late.
Oh, thanks. Wow, this is delicious.
In Japan, it's customary to try everything and acceptable to ask what it is, even if you don't like it.
That wasn't chicken, was it?
Delta serves over 350 destinations in 66 countries, including Japan and Brazil. For the most destinations worldwide, visit Delta.com.
Titans cornerback Cortland Finnegan takes your questions from Embassy Suites in Cool Springs. Presented by Samford University, Mondays at 6 on 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Oh, I love our fans. They're trying to help me. I didn't bring my reading glasses in, and they're bringing glasses from the audience. And it ain't working. That's okay, though. I appreciate that.
You can't see, Joe?
I can't see.
You can be an official.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, thank you very much. I was leading you into that. 737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE. Be sure and join us every Monday night for the Coach Johnson Call-In Show, 6:30 to 7:30. The Commodore Grill here at the Holiday Inn at Vanderbilt. Visit live with the coach. Enjoy great food and drink specials. The Commodore Grill, your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters. Now it's a game. People are bringing me glasses like one group after another. And you know what? I can't see anything. Well, I appreciate it, though. Thank you very much. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. We'll just go to the phones. How about that?
That'll be a doing.
Michael in Chicago, thank you for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Coach Johnson, are you ready to answer a couple questions regarding the quarterbacking situation?
Sure.
Okay, Coach, we've seen Larry Smith for a total of 7 games so far, only one of which has there really been an outstanding offensive production, that being against West Carolina. And during that time, I'm kind of thinking that his completion percentage rate is somewhat under 50%. And recognizing he's a tremendous athlete, yet that percentage completion rate is under 50%. He's only a sophomore. Wouldn't it be time to give Sam McKenzie Adams, or for that matter, even Jared Funk, an opportunity to get in there and use some of their more senior experience? I can't say it about Jared Funk, but at least McKenzie Adams, a little bit more of their experience. We saw McKenzie Adams move the team this past weekend, albeit it was the last offensive time that we had the ball. Maybe it was
right
against Georgia's second string. But nevertheless, his field presence, to me, was obvious versus Larry Smith's inexperience as a sophomore quarterback. It just appeared as though McKenzie Adams looked down the field, took the field in a matter of 2 or 3 seconds, whereas Larry Smith seems to have a tendency to lock in on a receiver and not be able to look anywhere else on the field.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. I think Larry was kind of locking in on some guys because he was under some pretty heavy pressure.
Larry got hit 9 times and sacked 3 times. So, you know, you're going to lock if you have to get somebody, you know, seen to throw. You know, Larry, you know, is a fine quarterback. And Larry has the same skills that McKenzie has. And we think some that he doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
I said that wrong. We just think he's the best quarterback for our offense. So, you know, we're going to make that decision based on practice, what happens in meetings, all those things, and that's what's going to happen. Now, McKenzie went in and did a great job, and it was probably in a wash-up situation right there, and they had to, but McKenzie can't control that. He just went out and played and did a great job.
Right.
So, you know, I'm sure if it comes to the point where we decide that Larry needs to come out, McKenzie goes in, that's what will happen. But until we decide that, Larry's going to be the quarterback.
But that's not a decision that's been made right now.
Correct.
Yeah. 737-1045-1866-492-ZONE. A lot of folks on the line. Donald and Brentwood, thank you for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Coach.
Good.
Ask you a question. Field leader, you need getting the players to talk about who to make the team a little bit more positive team. Because sometimes players...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Donald. You're breaking up. We're getting like every fourth word.
Yeah, Donald calls every week and has a good question.
Yes, he does, yeah.
But we have a hard time
hearing
him every
week. Needs a better phone at times.
Donald, get on a landline.
We appreciate it. 737-1045-1866-492-ZONE. Mark in Murfreesboro, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I had a question about one of the running backs that you recruited out of Murfreesboro a couple of years ago, being Gaston Miller. Is he still on the team, or is this guy just not cutting the mustard, so to speak, for lack of better words? Or is he not heavy or big enough to play SEC football or carry the ball? Or can we not get this guy in the lineup somehow, at least on a special team, kickoff return, punt return? Or something, because this guy is a playmaker, gives you 110%, as you well know, because you recruited him. But just elaborate on Gaston Miller and what his status is and what his future is for the team, and I'll hang up. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Gaston is on the team and works extremely hard in practice, and, you know, just like everybody else, is competing to try to get playing time. So just like every position, our tailbacks are evaluated, and, you know, we decide who's going to get the playing time, and that's what happens. It's not a popularity contest. It's not how much we. I love Gaston. One of the best players, best young men we have on the team. Doing a great job in school. You know, just everything you could ask for, and he does it work extremely hard, just like the gentleman said.
Yep.
And you know, it has helped our team a bunch. But the way
got a bunch of folks to compete with.
Exactly. We got some good players there, and, you know, we're going to put in who we think is going to play best.
737-1045-1866-492-ZONE. Back to Murfreesboro. James, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Got a comment and a question. I'm an import from out of state, but I just want to say I appreciate Coach Johnson, the way he runs his program. I like the way his players act. And then I got a question for you, Coach Johnson, about A.J. Green. You know, he's a highly hyped player, and I just want to know what your opinion is on him after seeing him in person.
He's pretty darn good, I can tell you that.
Yes,
Joe speaks for me in this area. He really is a fantastic player. He's really tall, and he's got a great stride, and that is deceptive speed.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look like he's running as fast as most wide receivers, especially the smaller ones, but that stride just gets him by people so fast. And if you could see the catches he's made on film about the last four games that we had on Georgia, you'd be amazed at some of them. So he's the real deal. I think Myron did an excellent job on him most of the game, one play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Myron was going to tackle him on the sideline, but Joel Caldwell was trying to make the tackle too, and he
took him out.
Took Myron out of the play, and that allowed A.J. Green to escape down the sideline and then cut back. So it was a good battle. You know, Myron made some good plays on him, but he's tough to shut down completely.
Sure is. 737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Martin and Zerfoss Insurance represents some of the best insurance carriers in the country, allowing them to create a comprehensive insurance plan for you, your family, even your business at competitive prices. Call Martin and Zerfoss at 297-8500. Ask them about auto owner's insurance, the no problem people. Rusty, stay on the line. You are first when we come back right after this.
We're America's most passionate fans. Talk.
You're in the zone.
WGFX-FM, Gallatin, Nashville.
104.5, The Zone.
Homeowners insurance isn't about the house. It's about the people who live in the house. It's about providing security and confidence that you'll be protected if a covered loss occurs. As a local independent agent, Martin and Zerfoss can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owners insurance. Martin and Zerfoss Insurance. For all of your personal and business insurance needs, call 615-297-8500.
It's another exciting Golden Rule tailgate event at the stadium.
Tom is pulling out all the stops, dragging his 15-foot smoker, but his fans will wait hours before eating.
Look, Steve scores big, bringing in Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill, ribs, and barbecue tailgate packs. He just called ahead and picked up his order right in Vandyville.
Well, Golden Rule is the official catering sponsor for all Vandy football games.
Call your tailgating and catering headquarters, Golden Rule, for the South Fine is barbecue and more since 1891. Call 1-877-PIGS-RULE. That's 1-877-PIGS-RULE.
While some jewelers use vague statements and double talk to confuse you about diamond prices, Chain Company is here with the undeniable truth. Your engagement ring budget has much more buying power at Chain Company because, unlike most other jewelers, we avoid middleman markups and buy directly from the diamond cutters. We pay cash for our diamonds, which gives us first pick of the best stones and the lowest prices. We don't charge add-on fees like other jewelers do. And we protect your ring with a free lifetime warranty. Shop around and compare quality and value. Only one jeweler in town has the best values. You will see that there is no comparison to Chain Company.
Now you too can be a friend in the diamond business. Join the Chain Company team in Nashville and start a glamorous full or part-time career with great benefits. Opportunities are available now. Visit ShaneCo.com for details.
ESPN.com's Jason Stark breaks down everything in Major League Baseball. Monday afternoons at 4 on 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Since 1967, Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers have delivered the best possible work in service for collision repair. They received the 2009 Better Business Bureau Torch Award, recognizing outstanding marketplace ethics. When you need repairs, choose Bradshaw's for peace of mind in both repairs and honesty. They are a proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics, and we are awfully glad to have Philip Bradshaw on board sponsoring Vanderbilt Athletics. 737-1045-1866. 492 zone. Rusty in Antioch, thank you for holding. That's where I went to high school. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, gentlemen, I appreciate y'all taking my call. It's good to be gold.
There you go.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to encourage the folks. I'm listening on the radio tonight, but I've been to a couple of live shows there at the Commodore. I just want to encourage all the fans to get on out there and see the show live. It's fun on the radio, but it's even better in person.
Yeah, Coach Johnson's entertaining in person, isn't he?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Coach.
Versus the show, yeah.
I wasn't going to say that.
Got a question for you guys. Is there an NCAA regulation that says that the athletes can't appear like on the talk show with the coach, or is that just kind of like a time constraint thing? Because I was thinking it'd be fun to meet some of the players when they come out of the show.
I don't think there is. They could probably appear, but they couldn't be paid or anything like
and
that.
And they can't take questions from a call-in. They cannot do that. They can come on here and take questions from me, but not call-in questions.
Right.
Yeah, and quite frankly, one of the reasons for that is a lot of athletes don't handle that very well, and they don't want to put them in a bad position. So our athletes handle that very well.
Sure.
Yeah, but that's the main reason why we can't do that. So.
I agree with
that. That's right. 737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Our Ask the Coach question is brought to you by the Commodore Grill. You can go to the VUCommodores.com link, click on the Ask the Coach question, and this is a serious one, and a lot of you may not have heard of this. Jasper Howard, who was an outstanding cornerback for the University of Connecticut, was killed Saturday night. After the game, he was stabbed in an incident on campus after their game against Louisville. And I got a question from John here in Bellbuckle, who says, you had to deal with this with Kwane. And what advice would you give to the folks at UConn who are dealing with the loss of a player like you had to deal with?
I don't know if I could give them anything that's going to help them.
Yeah.
I think they're doing a great job of dealing with it up there. I know Coach Edsel will handle it. This is a little different. This is during the season. Ours was during the Christmas holidays. And the best thing, you know, that happened for us was our administration, you know, did a great job of allowing us to get the team together and take them down to,
I was there.
To Tampa.
Yep.
To see... be a part of the funeral, be a, you know, to see Kwane's family and have closure with Kwane. And, you know, that's the thing. You just gotta face it head up. I mean, there's no working around it. And, it hurts for a long, long time. But when you have that closure with them, you know, I think that helped more than anything in the world is to get our team together right at that time.
It was hard. I was on that trip, and to see guys, you know, stand up, these big 300-pound linemen standing there crying, you know, with their hand in the air with number one as Kwane was driven away for the last time, that doesn't go away quickly. And these UConn players are going to deal with this for years to come.
Sure.
This doesn't pass quickly, though.
Not at all. Not at all. Or ever does.
Yeah.
So, that is a true tragedy up there, and, I just hope their guys can, you know, deal with it and keep everything else in their lives going the right way.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Let's go to Chattanooga. Greg, thank you for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I've got a comment and then a question. I want to say congratulations to the Commodore defense for keeping up their good work. I think they're still ranked in the top 25 in the country for
yep.
total defense. So Coach Fowler's doing a great job with those guys. The question I have, I guess it's a tough question about the offense. I know you guys don't need a history lesson, but for those who don't know, I went back and looked at our rank over the last few years, and in 2007 we were ranked 103rd in the nation in total offense. Last year, 117th in the nation out of 119. And then
now I think we're 92nd with a couple of tough games to go, so probably safe to say we'll be down in triple digits again. I just want to know, is that something that we have to just chalk up to poor player execution, or at some point do you have to think that the scheme we're using not working?
Good question. I mean,
the offense
is struggling.
Yep. The rankings don't mean anything to me. You got teams who are playing all kind of other people, and, you know, they put points up against, you know, they got going week in and week out against SEC defenses. We're actually in total offense about 7th in the SEC.
In the conference, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can use statistics to create any kind of argument. We're fighting as hard as we can. We're coaching as hard as we can. And, you know, right now, the only thing we know is to try to work at practice and get better. And, you know, I don't worry about rankings. I worry about trying to get points on the board. And believe me, we're just as concerned as you are. A lot more so. It means a whole lot to us. And we're not over there, you know.
You don't want to score 10 points a game. You want more than that.
Yeah, we want a lot more than that. So we're trying to do that. And, this is, same staff that Coach Jay Cutler and had, you know, leading offense in the SEC several years ago. So I know it's hard to be patient, and I'm not very patient either.
I was going to ask you that. This is hard, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's real hard. So it's hard on everybody. Yeah.
737-1045, 1-866-492 Zone. More of your questions for the coach right after this.
Fishers, baloney making people, makes it fun for your tummy.
Bite into the big taste of Fisher's Big Grillers with Big Frank's Jalapeno Cheddar and Brats, providing you the burst of flavor for that backyard party, quick lunch, or the family get together. You'll bring a smile to everyone. Go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's baloney making people. Bacon making people.
For the best in food, sports, and entertainment, look no further than the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. The Commodore Grill features a breakfast buffet 7 days a week, and on game day is open for your favorite pregame meal or beverage. The menu still features the best burger on West End. The Commodore Grill is still the home for the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday night, and also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Sunday. We've said it before, but now more than ever, the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt is your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
Real man of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. X-Pro Football Commentator Guy. You offer keen, in-depth analysis, like scoring more points will help you win.
I did not know that.
Your physique was once built to handle the rigors of professional football. Now it's built to handle a 23-pound honey-glazed ham.
I'm still hungry.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light night of sports insight.
Mr. X-Pro Football Commentator
Bud Light beer at Anheuser-Busch, Houston, Texas.
Joe Fisher here for Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award winner for Marketplace Ethics. Since 1967, Bradshaw's has set the standard for quality and professionalism in collision repairs with honesty and integrity. As consumers, we have the right to choose the best qualified repair shop for our vehicles. If you need collision repairs, choose Bradshaw's. Four locations, Madison, Cool Springs, downtown Nashville, and in Gallatin. Or BradshawCollision.com. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics, the Nashville Predators, and the Tennessee Titans.
So, you want to find a home on Park Place?
No, not just a home. I want to buy up all of Park Place.
The whole block? You can't buy a whole block.
Listen, this isn't my first rodeo. Everything has its price.
Well, I'll do some research.
Excellent. And look into Boardwalk while you're at it.
Bring the Monopoly game to life like never before with the new Monopoly Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. You could win up to $100,000 or win other great prizes with the virtual online game at tnlottery.com. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro and is used with permission.
Nowadays, when I talk with folks, they know GEICO could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want to know is how GEICO does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts, like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe a talking gecko's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
If you're tired of not getting a call back from your current insurance agent, Martin & Zerfoss Insurance prides themselves on the service that you should expect from a local independent agent. For the best in home, auto, and business insurance, visit Martin & Zerfoss Insurance, proud carrier of auto owners insurance. Several folks on the line want to get to the questions as quickly as we can. Brandon in Goodlettsville, thank you for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
I have two questions, one not so serious and one serious.
Okay.
My not so serious question is, I was under the impression that you were supposed to leap and try to block kicks, but I guess that's not the case.
Well, that's a good point. The rule says if you take more than one step and then you leap, if you fall on somebody, it's a personal foul, and that's for protection, not only for the people under you, but for the person who is leaping. My big contention was John barely touched somebody. He actually sort of sat down on him on the way down, and if that was a personal foul, you know, we'll just have to deal with it. The other thing is if you jump within a yard, you know, it happened in the game just by coincidence. They jumped and landed right on the back of one of our players with their feet. And, you know, they didn't call hurdling or
leaping or whatever it is.
Jumping anything on them. So it's just a quirky little thing with the rules. You know, it's that 1 yard area that you have to be aware of.
Well,
what's that serious question?
My serious question is this. I am probably your biggest fan, and I have been a season ticket holder for 25 years, so please don't take this as anything other than my love for you and this program.
That's what my wife says.
But, here comes, but.
Having said that, I also looked up some of our history today, and we had some pretty bad seasons in the 80s and 90s, and those teams have actually scored more points through 7 games than this team has, so. You mentioned Jay Cutler earlier, and with the Jay Cutler team, it is the same coaching staff, but that team's schemes and game plans were different. So I think the frustrating thing for me is that we're running things that's not really surprising anybody, and at least with some of those teams, there was options and spreads, and there were different, you know, screens, and I guess if we're going to go down, we just want to feel like we're going down, pulling out all stops. And if there's issues with the line blocking or guys dropping passes or not running routes or quarterbacks not getting the ball to the right place, to me that's a coaching problem, an offensive coaching problem, and not a head coach problem. And I guess you can see where I'm going with that. I'm just curious to see what your thoughts are and if you guys evaluate your coaching staff at the end of the season.
Well, we evaluate ourselves every week, and at the end of the season it's a constant evaluation, and yeah, we do it. And, you know, I feel very good about our coaches. I think they're the best thing for Vanderbilt. They work extremely hard for the program in all phases. And, you know, I've got complete confidence in them.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. James in Nashville, thank you for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
How long is Mr. Johnson the contract run through? And one thing I want for Christmas is to beat Tennessee. I'll let you know
that. Okay. Well, I didn't.
There's your Christmas. What he wants for Christmas is to beat Tennessee.
All right, that would
Can
be
you
good,
arrange that? You know, if you could, that'd be good.
We're going to try to take care of South Carolina first, and then we'll take them one at a time. But that always is the top priority.
Do you worry about your team? You're 2-5. This season has not gone the way that you hope that they hoped. Do you worry about guys kind of, I don't want to say sacking the bats or whatever, but just kind of going through the motions a little bit?
I think every coach worries about that, but, you know, I know the type of young man that we have in the program, and, you know, these guys are pretty outstanding people. You know, they work hard at school here. They work hard at football. They try to get better every week. And, you know, I think they'll continue to do that. I think these guys are highly motivated in everything in their lives, and I would be really surprised if they didn't.
Can we acknowledge the Hollands while we're here? They got acknowledged during the game. Melvin, Linda, got acknowledged during the game. And somebody, in fact, called today on 104.5 and said they were proud to see that you got acknowledged because, you know, you're kind of what it's all about. How many years, road and home, have you seen every game?
20 years.
20 years, road and home.
That's wonderful.
That's unbelievable. And that was great that you got acknowledged for that. So we and you're here almost every week when you're not home decorating for Christmas.
Or coming back from the long
coming back
away
from
game.
A long road game. That's right. We appreciate you very much. 737-1045-1866-492-ZONE. We're back right after this.
Delta presents Global Business Etiquette.
G'day, mate. Let's wrestle some Crocs.
In Sydney, avoid using Aussie slang. A simple hello and a handshake will do.
How you doing?
Aha!
But take caution. In Vietnam, handshakes usually occur between members of the same sex.
I can't feel my face.
Delta serves over 350 destinations in 66 countries, including Australia and Vietnam. For the most destinations worldwide, visit delta.com.
You can't have college football in the South without true SEC tailgating, and Vandyville is the place to be on game day. Enjoy kids' activities, watch live college football games on the huge Vandyvision screen, and don't forget to satisfy your appetite with the great taste of Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. Enjoy the flavor of real pit barbecue right in Vandyville as you experience all the excitement of Commodore football. Stop by Vandyville, presented by Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill and 104.5 The Zone, before every Vanderbilt football game. For tickets, call 322-GOLD. It's good to be gold.
At Copper Kettle, we believe in doing things the old-fashioned way. Our daily specials feature amazing sandwiches, satisfying salads, and irresistible desserts. Dine with us at one of our two locations, downtown on 94 Peabody Street or in Green Hills on 4004 Granny White Pike. After cheering the Commodores on to victory on Saturday, make sure to join us for our delicious Sunday brunch to satisfy your Sunday morning craving. Copper Kettle, a Nashville favorite, specializing in catering and home-cooked culinary delights.
Worth the rebound! Commodores have knocked off the third-ranked Auburn Tigers at Memorial Gym.
Where will you be next time Vanderbilt wins the SEC tournament?
Your Vanderbilt Commodores are Southeastern Conference tournament champions.
Where will you be next time the team makes the Sweet 16 and beyond? You could be there every step of the way. Season tickets are on sale now. Call 322-GOLD or visit VUCommodores.com for details. It's good to be gold.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Or you could not believe me, but that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio, or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You could try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys. Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories.
I can't believe my fantasy team is losing to the acerbated accountants.
We can be a furious bunch when provoked.
Every year you're at the top of the standings.
Preparation is paramount. I get all I need with ESPN MVP from Verizon Wireless.
Stay ahead in your fantasy league with ESPN MVP. Get stats, scores, and in-depth analysis right on your phone. Verizon Wireless, official wireless partner of Vanderbilt Athletics. Select VCAS phone and VPAC subscription required.
With ESPN MVP, I dominate.
Be inside the huddle and get insider info. Be a Zone MVP. 1045thezone.com.
Time now for the Commodores' upcoming schedule presented by Delta. With online check-in at Delta.com, you can check in for your flight up to 24 hours in advance. Print your boarding pass. Check flight status. Visit Delta.com today to check out more ways we can save you time. Delta's proud to be the official airline of Vanderbilt Athletics. Next two games, Saturday in Columbia, South Carolina. It is a 6 o'clock Central Time kickoff. 6:05, actually, technically, is the kickoff. We're on the air at 5 o'clock with the tailgate show here on 104.5 The Zone. Then on Halloween night, Georgia Tech comes to town. Georgia Tech comes to town. It is a 6:30 kickoff. So we'll be on the air at 5:30. Coach Johnson will be wearing, what costume will you have on for Halloween? You'll be dressed as a football coach.
I have my throwing hat on.
Your throwing hat. As the Commodores get set for Georgia Tech, that is a 6:30 kickoff on Halloween night. South Carolina lost to Alabama. Tough game. They've kind of been similar in some ways, haven't they, Bobby, in that defense has been very good. Offense has not put a lot of points on the board.
Just about the same case. They played very good defense against Alabama. I think Alabama finally scored an offensive touchdown right at the end of the game. And, by the way, they've only scored two in the last nine quarters at Alabama. So just thought I'd throw that in. But, you know, they are very quick and very aggressive on defense. And, you know, you got to be ready to play against those guys. And it's going to be certainly a challenge because we have struggled. So, you know, you go against a really good defense. We got to be really focused and see if we can execute as good as we possibly can, and we'll have a chance to move the ball. Offensively, you know, Stephen Garcia, I think gets better and better every game. You know, he had a little bit of trouble against Alabama, but who hasn't?
Yeah,
and,
really.
Exactly. And he still made some plays, not only with his arm, but with his feet. I think he's really dangerous when he gets flushed out of the pocket, and he'll either run for a first down or he'll find somebody right at the last second before he crosses the line of scrimmage and get the ball to him, sometimes a little shovel pass or a pass downfield. So it will be a challenge for us to keep him under wraps.
Any carryover? You've beaten them twice in a row.
Sure, no doubt. You know, we'll go in with a lot of confidence, and South Carolina is a hard place to play, but it's an exciting place to play.
And you've played well there.
Yeah, we have. And we expect to go down there and do it again, and I think our guys are looking forward to the trip.
Jared Hawkins, what's his status?
His status is week to week, day to day.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's sad.
It's sad to watch, and, you know, he wants to play
really bad.
Badly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's tough to see him go out of practice and try it and not be able to perform.
Thomas Welch.
Badly sprained ankle. You know, if I had to guess from yesterday's report, I would say probably would not be ready to play.
But he will do everything he can to be ready, won't
he? And Tom Bosling will do everything he can to get him ready. So, and we'll try to get him ready to go.
Looking forward to it, Coach. Good luck to you in South Carolina. Thank you very much. The Commodores take on the Gamecocks of South Carolina. It's a 6:05 kickoff Central Time on Saturday. We're on the air at 5 o'clock with the Tailgate Show. My thanks to Bob Warner. Thanks to Coach Johnson. To all of you for being with us here. A great crowd here at the Commodore Grill at the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. We'll see you on Saturday from Columbia.
Listening to the Coach Johnson Call-In Show, presented by the Martin and Zerfoss Insurance Agency, a proud carrier of auto owners insurance, on the Vanderbilt ISP Sports Network and 104.5 The Zone. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Vanderbilt football with the head coach of the Commodores, Bobby Johnson. Tonight's show has been brought to you by the Governor's Highway Safety Office, who reminds you, booze it and lose it. By Fishers, the bologna-making people. By Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, for the best possible collision repairs done with excellence and integrity you can trust. A proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. By Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. When it comes to great barbecue, it's the rule. By Delta Airlines, proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. And by the newly renovated Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, located steps from Vanderbilt Stadium and a proud supporter of the Commodores. The Coach Johnson Show is an exclusive presentation of ISP, America's home for college sports.